Hey everyone, Hans here with Daily News for Kids on October 16th, 2018. Now let's get to the news. Facebook has confirmed that the September hack affected around 30 million users. While a lot of personal information was accessed, Facebook is saying that the target of the hack was to gain access tokens. This allows hackers to use an account as if logged in by the account's owner. Facebook detected the breach, found the bugs, and disabled them. After sharing graphic hunting photos while in Africa, Idaho Fish and Game Commissioner Blake Fisher has resigned. Fisher's legal hunt included baboons, a giraffe, and a leopard. Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, has died at the age of 65 from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A statement from his investment firm, Vulcan, said, "He possessed a remarkable intellect and a passion to solve some of the world's most difficult problems with the conviction that creative thinking and new approaches could make profound and lasting impact. Millions of people were touched by his generosity, his persistence in pursuit of a better world, and his drive to accomplish as much as he could with the time and resources at his disposal." A fungus that causes coffee leaf to rust has caused an 80% drop in coffee harvest from 140,000 pounds to 28,000 pounds in a small family-run farm in Guatemala. This is just one of the examples of the effects this coffee leaf rust has had. 1.7 million coffee workers have lost their jobs already. Stuart McCook, author of the upcoming Coffee Is Not Forever, A Global History of the Coffee Rust, said, "The problem is not just the rust. It's the rust and the catastrophically low coffee prices. It's difficult for farmers to weather both." Like many countries, Zimbabwe doesn't have enough mental health professionals to help people with problems like depression. Since 2006, Dixon Chibanda has been training grandmothers in talk therapy and culturally rooted concepts of mental health. This program is called Friendship Bench, and in 2017 alone, these grandmothers helped over 30,000 people. We'll link to Chibanda's TED Talk in the notes. Thanks for listening to Daily News for Kids. You can find the sources for these headlines in the notes. If you like getting a daily recap of the news, please give us a follow.